Well, hello everybody. We're in Dunmurry here, Dunmurry Free Presbyterian Church, and this is the Reverend Nathan McVeigh, a good friend of mine, and we're doing some meetings together this week, and we'd love to see you. The church will be open tonight at 7:30, the meeting starts at 8 o'clock, and we'd love to see you tonight, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday night as well, or indeed any time here in Dunmurry, we'd love to see you. Nathan's a good fellow here, and he would be very happy to have you along at any of the meetings here in Dunmurry. But just going to ask Nathan to tell us how he became a Christian. So Nathan, it's over to you, and thanks for agreeing to do this at short notice.
Thank you very much. It's a great privilege to be able to share a very brief word of testimony with you all today. Well, I always start with the words of Titus chapter 3, and the verse 5 onwards says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." And my story of salvation, as is true with every child of God, does not begin with my works or anything that I have done, but it's all of the Lord, and we give him all the glory for his grace and his mercy. I was brought up in a Christian home, very privileged and blessed. I've always been brought up in the Free Presbyterian Church. My parents faithfully sent me along to Sunday school and the children's meetings and the Sunday services. And so from a very young age, I knew of my need of a Saviour. I knew that I was a sinner as I stood before the Lord. But I was also taught faithfully by those teachers and ministers my need of salvation, and by my parents as well. And at the age of 5, the 19th of April, 1994, just as I was getting ready for bed, I came under conviction and asked my parents to help me, to lead me to the Lord. And I asked the Lord into my heart, and I know with all assurance that the Lord did. He took away my sin, he saved me, and he's kept me to this very day. And I just remember, don't remember a lot from that evening, but I remember being very excited that I just wanted to phone my granny and to tell her I'd got saved. Good. And it was a wonderful thing to be saved, and it's something I've never heard a child of God ever regret, trusting in Jesus Christ. And it's a wonderful change, even at a young age, to put your faith in Christ. And I have a relatively uneventful life, really. There was times in my life when I grew cold of heart, of course, and I fell away from the Lord at times, never into any great sins, I suppose you would call them, maybe the well-known sins that you would hear. But nonetheless, there was times I didn't walk as close to the Lord as I ought. But the Lord never left me, nor forsook me, and he has been by my side and in my heart ever since, and I thank him for that. Just a couple maybe of events, just in this condensed testimony, just to share with you tonight. I got married to my wife in 2010, and we were expecting our first child, and a lump had developed in my wife's throat, and it turned out that she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer during that first pregnancy. All the biopsies were taken, all the tests were conducted, and the doctors were certain that that's what it was. She was brought in early to have our daughter, who was delivered safely and healthily, and Melissa then went for surgery, fully removed her thyroid, and she was set to go for some treatment after that. But we were called in to the surgeon some weeks after, and he was as amazed as any other of the nurses or doctors there that the biopsy they took after the surgery, that there was no trace of the cancer at all. It was as if it had never it existed. And I trace it back to a prayer meeting we held in Dunmurry, in Donaghadee, the church we were attending at the time. And it was dedicated to praying for Melissa. And such was the presence of the Lord at that meeting. And I truly believe that the Lord healed Melissa that night. And a wonderful thing was done by the Lord. There was nothing outwardly miraculous, but the Lord had done a work in her body. And, you know, it reminds us of the great work of salvation, because we're all sick. And our brother has preached last night even on Naaman and his leprosy, and that how pictures sin in the sin-sick soul. And Christ came to heal the sick, not just physically, but more important, spiritually sick. Came to seek and to save the lost. Yeah. And if you trust in Jesus Christ as your own and personal Saviour, he can and he will heal you for all eternity. And then in 2014, I went out on a mission trip to Hong Kong to share the gospel with the people of China. And the Lord started leading me into ministry there. And when we were out in Hong Kong, I didn't know what it was at that time, but when I came home, prayed for it, over the coming weeks and months. The Lord was making it very clear that he wanted me to go into college, the Whitfield College of the Bible, to train for the ministry. This is something I never imagined myself doing. I was never much of a public speaker. Never even liked answering questions in school. It would have been the last thing that I thought I would have been called to do. But there's one obstacle that stood in our way. Financially, we had a young family with a mortgage to pay. And humanly speaking, financially, we wouldn't have been able to survive college. And we left the fleece out with the Lord, and we asked for the Lord just to open that final door that needed open. And a couple of weeks later, very sadly and tragically, my great uncle was killed in a car crash. But he had left an inheritance to us, and it just paved open the door. It was a sign from the Lord, and my great uncle would have been chuffed that even through his death that he opened a path to the ministry for someone called by God. And we thank the Lord. He's kept us to this day. He's brought us to Dunmurry, and we thank the Lord for his grace and his help. And we recommend the Saviour to you wholeheartedly tonight. That's what this mission is all about, not to glorify the church, not to glorify us as God's servants, but it's to glorify the name of our Lord and Saviour and the saving of precious souls. And we warmly invite you, as our brother already has, to the meetings at 8 p.m. For the remainder of the week until Friday. You'll be most welcome into the services here in Dunmurry as well, 11:30 on Sunday mornings and 6:30 Sunday evenings. We'll be only too glad to help you, and we trust that above all that you would come to know Christ as your own and personal Saviour.
Amen. Nathan, thank you so much for sharing your testimony. It's a real blessing to hear how the Lord saved and led and guided and blessed. And being a Christian's not easy, by the way. There's lots of trials in life generally, and in the Christian life as well. We're not exempt from trials and difficulties, but we're thankful for the grace that God gives and access to his throne in prayer, and God's good, and we're so thankful. And just can't believe how young you are, Nathan, as well. I left school in 1994 and you're only five then, so yeah, I'm a bit further down the road that way.
But don't feel very young.
Yeah. But folks, you'd be very welcome. I'd love to see you in Dunmurry. If you can't make it to the mission, you can get the meetings on Facebook. But the church is here every Lord's Day, 11:30 in the morning and 6:30 at night. And you'd be very, very welcome. And people are really friendly down here, and you'd get a really warm welcome, I can assure you of that. But God bless you, friends, and thank you for listening today. Bye-bye.
Thank you.